USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House impeaches President Trump. However, the Senate impeachment trial could now be delayed, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is threatening to withhold the two articles of impeachment against the president, saying that she wants to know how the Senate's process will be conducted before she sends them over.
I said we're not sending it tonight because it's difficult to determine who the managers would be until we see the arena in which we will be participating.
Pelosi also criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for saying he would not be an impartial juror in a Senate trial. Meanwhile, the White House calls it one of the most shameful political episodes in the history of our nation, a spokesman saying Dems have failed to show the president did anything wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As lawmakers in the U.S. House took the impeachment vote last night, the president was on stage at a huge rally in Battle Creek, Michigan. One of his remarks about the late Congressman John Dingell has not been sitting well with many folks. He mocked the last name of Dingell and then remembered a phone call from his widow, now Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thanking him for how the federal government honored her husband when he passed away.
John would be so thrilled. He's looking down, he'd be so thrilled. Thank you so much, sir. I said, that's okay, don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up, I don't know.
Dingell's widow and Republican Congressman Fred Upton responding by demanding an apology from President Trump. What's called the individual mandate in Obamacare has been ruled unconstitutional by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling says the mandate in the Affordable Care Act can no longer be read as a tax. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A European nation bans conversion therapy in minors. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
The German government has barred so-called conversion therapies intended to cure homosexuality for persons under the age of 18. The bill to protect against conversion therapies punishes violators with up to a year in prison or a fine of $33,000. The law applies to conversion therapies for minors in general, as well as those of legal age whose consent was obtained without their volition, such as through coercion, threat, deception, or error. Conversion therapy causes depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicidal thoughts. According to medical experts in an August report in the New England Journal of Medicine that called for banning such procedures in the United States, 18 states have already banned conversion therapy for minors, but none apply to legal adults.
A new survey says half of all U.S. workers did not get a pay raise this year, despite the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And those buckets of little green plastic army soldiers are adding more female soldiers. The Pennsylvania toy maker started adding female soldiers early this year. It's now expanding the lineup. The company says demand is through the roof and not just from kids. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.